Ay.
Te grabamos, ¿eh?
So now it's time for the Argentina local chapter presentation. So I'm auto-moderating myself. But here's Andy to give the introduction.
Hi everyone, my name is Andrea, she is Malena, and he is Ariel. We are local chapter in Argentina. As a reference, we are here, far in the sur in Latin America. Our country, our hub, a very long country, has 44 province and capital federal. We have all types of climes, from very hot from the north, and the south is very, very cold.
So what I wanted to tell you about, it's a little bit of the path we've been on. It all started in 2010 when someone from Mendoza came to the Phosphor G International in Barcelona. And he was young and full of energy. He's not anymore. But he brought an idea. And a couple of years later, in May 30th, it was the first GeoInquietos gathering in Argentina. GeoInquietos is a micro chapter in OSGEO. It's a Spanish speaking micro chapter and it started in Spain. Micro. Okay, if the president says it's not micro, it isn't. Well, these are the people who participated and the stuff we talked about the first time. It was really, really small. But then we wanted to do our first Phosphor G and it was really, really ambitious. And well, we had a couple of people who supported us and helped us bring the OSGEO way of thought to Argentina. Luckily, they keep supporting us and helping us in everything we need. So we did, after that, 3 more conferences. We are really happy to be able to be keep doing workshops and GEO beers and barbecues and everything GEO we do. We always are together drinking and having fun and eating. But I wanted to show you this little video. It's from 2017, and it's the year we were able to do the State of the Map and the Phosphor G in the same event. It was only a regional event, but we were really happy to get together with the 2 communities. And it's been really fun to be able to bring people like Victor and Maria Brovelli and Jorge Sanz and Ivan. And even Vasily was in Argentina in 2016. So we learned a lot from them. Like the Ireland chapter said earlier, to be able to have these people come to Argentina and teach us about the software they created and coded, it's really, really great for the community and to take into account how big the open source software market is and to learn more and more. So now,
and now since we created and the initial to have the legal framework for the local charter, this is now official, but as work for OpenStreetMap Argentina, GeoChica OASIM, and GeoInquietos Argentina in Argentina. I'm sorry. We want to make the 2021 International FOSS for she in Buenos Aires, please commit. I'm sorry, in speak English, no good. what any motives in contacts, in Chinese contacts, yes. in visits in city Buenos Aires is no problem, or in virtual channel.
Thank you. Okay, does anybody have a question for us? Yes, really short, I'm sorry. But we can tell you a little bit more about what we are doing in Argentina, because we really want to bring the international Phosphor-G to Buenos Aires, because we think we have been working towards that for the past 6 years. We've been gathering since 2012. And really, really trying to build a community, but now it's time to create a Phosphor-G market in Argentina, and we are finding it really hard to work from the inside. So we think, okay, maybe if 12,000 people, 1,200 people come to Argentina and say, FOS, it's a real market, you can earn money, you can have enterprise support for your company with FOS software, maybe we can start building more of a synergy and for people to be able to see the economic side of it, because we have been able to make people use free and open source software, but we haven't been able to create the market for it yet. And companies from Europe, they don't really see it as appealing because we can't pay in euros. So maybe there's a way to build a bridge between those two concepts.
Oh, but you are cheap at the same time.
We are really cheap. No pun intended. And also, well, what I was talking about earlier with the Ireland chapter is the workshops. It really helps spread the word, because people come and they haven't seen a GIS desktop software ever, or only work in ArcView. I will tell you, people still use it in Argentina. So when they open QGIS and they see all the things PostGIS can do, it's amazing the things they realize they can do, and we have been really trying for people to realize how you can visualize data through maps. And just that, you know, it's really, really basic for a Phosphor-G conference, but realizing what they can do with a map, it's huge for the organizations in Argentina. And well, there's so much more to do and so much more community to build, so please come to Buenos Aires. So if there's no questions, yeah, we still have time if you want to go to change rooms and everything.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.